Devin, it's Dale and Bob. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Okay. Doing great. Is it hard to believe as you sit here a couple of days before the game against Buffalo that it's the end of the regular season already?
Yeah, I mean, it goes fast. It seems like just a little while ago we was all wondering, you know, when football would start again, and then it started and it just took off. So it feels like every season at the beginning it's a long one, and then you get to the end. It's like, where did the whole season go? So I think that's like a natural feeling throughout football.
Well, it's week 17. How's the body feel?
It's making it. So, you know, it's had some bumps and bruises, I think, like everyone in this league. But when you're able to still be able to play in the last week of the season, you know, you're thankful for your body just staying healthy and being able to play.
One of the big changes under the new collective bargaining agreement was the limitation on padded practices during the course of the season. How did you think it was going to work as you went into the season, and what's your experience been now that you've seen it work for real?
I didn't know, you know, what to expect. You know, it would take a little less wear and tear off, and I think, you know, it's helped in some ways, you know, with our bodies, and it's been a little beneficial just for guys, you know, staying healthy and be able to, you know, not hit as much during the weekend and hit on Sunday. So I think it's kind of helped guys out a little bit.
How painful a memory is that first Buffalo game, and will it serve as any kind of additional motivation for you guys on Sunday?
It was definitely painful. You know, we hate losing any game, so, you know. But our focus right now is to get better as a team. You know, we want to go out here and we want to play well on Sunday. So that's our main focus right now as a team, play well on Sunday. And go out there and try to get a win. No matter who we was playing, I think that would be our focus right now at this point in the season.
Look, not every team is in the position you're in. Some teams need help elsewhere to accomplish their goals. You've got everything in front of you. Win the game, you're the number one seed in the AFC. All of the playoffs leading up to the Super Bowl would have to go through Foxborough. So it's a pretty simple task for you, isn't it?
I wouldn't say it's a simple task, but, you know, it's all on us, you know. We're practicing hard. We're trying to get better, and I think that would be the key. You know, come out here and play well on Sunday and just try to keep it going. I think, you know, as hard as we've been practicing around here, I think we owe it to ourselves, you know, just, you know, come out, play hard, and play well.
How much wiser about the reality of the NBA and NFL for you are you at the end of year two than you were at your end of year one?
You said how much what?
Wiser. You know, how much more have you learned about what the whole experience is all about?
A lot. I mean, I think each year you play in the NFL, you learn a lot more. And when you play around different guys and certain guys are able to teach you, you know, different things, and you come back and your coach is able to teach you more each year. I thought I learned a lot last year. I went through a lot, you know, and then coming back this year and having another full season, you know, I learned even more. So I'm excited just, you know, keep playing this year and finish this year out and keep learning throughout this whole process in the NFL.
When you were a rookie a year ago, who was the guy you looked to be your guidepost? Who was your mentor? Who was the guy you stapled yourself to and just tried to do everything he did and learn everything he knew?
You know, I think it continues this year. You know, fortunate enough, my lock, you know, is right by Kevin Falk, you know, a guy who's played a lot of years in this league. You know, I just try to look to him and see different things he does with his body. You know, how he, you know, looks upon the game mentally, physically, with everything he does, and just get advice from him and tell them when you have a locker by somebody, you're always able to talk to them and watch them the closest.
Have you ever thought about the fact that you're going to be expected to be that mentor for somebody else going forward?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, just try to, you know, do the things I've learned and then do the things that I do. And I think if I'm just able to keep doing that, you know, guys will have something good to look at.
You probably didn't expect you were going to have to show the ropes to guys like Matthew Slater and Julian Edelman, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, who comes back there. If they can help, we got to show them the ropes.
Devin, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck this weekend against Buffalo and, more importantly, heading forward into the playoffs, which will start a couple of weeks from now. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You take care.
You too.
That is Patriots cornerback Devin McCourty joining us.